Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? Episode 57. That's right, 57, everybody. Welcome back. As always, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you guys taking the time out of your busy day to listen to dumb old me talk about whatever I want to talk about. I really appreciate it. Thank you. So, my shirts. I thought my shirts were on their way, but they are now. They're on their way, but they got a little delayed. My t-shirt dude accidentally shipped the shirts to himself from his business to his home. So when he got home, he was like, oh, I got a box. Oh, shit. I made shirts that look just like this. Oh, yeah. These are the shirts that I made. I have to send them back out. So, they're going to be delayed a day or two. Once I get them, I'm going to post how you can get them. So, be on the lookout in the next week or so on how you can get a t-shirt. All right? My black NPR shirts, I'll have 50 of them. They're $20, and I have sizes medium to double XL. That's right, medium to double XL, black. Can't wait. As soon as I get them, I'll take a picture of it so you can see the actual shirt and what it looks like. So I'm excited. Can't wait. Oh, so I guess this whole Beyonce thing is still kind of carrying over. I just saw a news article not too long ago where there's going to be some police that are refusing to work her detail. Security detail at her concert in Tampa, which I find kind of funny. But I do believe most of those security details are overtime. And I guess they were saying, like, if no cop wants to do it, then they'll just assign some people. But I guess I kind of have mixed feelings about it, you know. They don't have to. Again, if it's overtime, they don't have to do that. But it's just like, to me as a police officer, it's just like you can't pick and choose who you protect. It's your job. You know, can't do that. It's just, it can't be one of those. See, you said something bad about me, so I don't want to protect you. It's like, that's not how it works. You got to be professional. Okay. Just because people say words that you don't like to them doesn't mean you can't do your, you don't do your job. And I'm pretty sure it's just a very few cops that have decided to not work the detail. And that's cool, but I just think it's kind of funny. But I'm pretty sure there's a lot of cops that decide, hey, I don't want to work Klan rallies. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. But that doesn't get any attention because most of these people aren't as big as Beyonce. So it's going to be funny to see what happens with that. One of the biggest things I want to talk about today is not really sure how many people know who Megan Good is, but she's an actress. She should be on that show, My Cousin Skeeter. I think she was on Biker Boys. She's been in a lot of terrible movies. Good looking chick. I still think she's mixed. She's real light skinned, just, you know, really attractive Hollywood type. And she's now married to a preacher whose name I don't have. As you can tell, I've done a lot of research about this, but his name doesn't matter. But there's a video where it looks like they're doing some type of panel show. And they're in the auditorium. They're on a stage on the couch. So it's Megan Good, her husband, who's a preacher. And it seems like a host or something. And they're taking questions from the audience. And some woman gets up and goes, hey, in a nutshell, like, I saw you on this thing and you can see your breasts. You know, you seen it dressed kind of provocatively. And you're a woman of God now, and you shouldn't be doing that. And she said that God brought me here to tell you that you need to, you know, watch how you dress. And she wrapped it up like, so are we going to start covering up? Are we? Couple things that bother me about this. Let me finish this story. So her husband gets pretty upset, You know, and it's like, hey, my wife can wear what she want to wear. And, you know, she's not going to change how she dresses, blah, 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 blah. Amen, amen, amen. And people kind of start clapping and stuff. And Megan Good is clearly upset in the video. She starts to cry. He's kissing her and stuff. And there's not much after that. But it just pisses me off that religified black folk. I can only speak on black folks because I've really never met religified white people. I grew up around religified black folk. So I'm pretty sure there are definitely some religified white folks, but I don't know them. Don't know them at all. But that woman, she's an asshole. It's just like, that's not the forum to get up and do that. That's not what that's for. I mean, you blindside this guy, basically attack his wife. And I know some people were saying like, oh, this woman was right for saying what she had to say. It's like, right or wrong, it's not your fucking place. That's their marriage. I understand this guy's a preacher. He has some type of image he needs to uphold. His wife should have a certain image. But it's like, yo, that's not your job to do. Like, who the hell are you to come to tell me what my wife needs to do? The part that really pissed me off about her entire statement / question is, God brought me here to tell you. It's like, are you kidding me? He was so busy doing some other stuff. Like, I picture a guy like in the kitchen making dinner. He's got like 7 pots and pans going. He's got his hands in the sink. He's like, hey, lady, I'm busy right now. I got this fried chicken and macaroni and cheese going right now. I can't leave, but I need you to go to this thing and tell Megan Good she need to cover up her titties. I would do it, but as you can see, I have all my hands full right now. I just can't get to it. It's like, where do people come across with this shit, man? That's why I just... The way some people make God seem, they make him sound like he's an awful, awful superhero. You know how like superheroes usually save people who are in peril, who are in distress, who are about to be killed? But not this superhero. This superhero likes to fix the mundane shit. Instead of like going out and saving cars that are flying off cliffs and stopping airplanes from crashing and holding up fallen buildings and saving women who are tied down on railroad tracks, it's just like, nah, man, I'm not going to worry about that stuff. I need to go tell this lady to cover up her titties. Oh, shit, I got to get to this Little League game. They got their rally caps on. I need to get over there. This dude really needs this job. But he did some cocaine last night, and he's praying that this drug screening go right. I'm going to go fix that. Let me go fix all this other little shit. As, like, all the planes are crashing, people are dying in car wrecks, kids are being chopped in half in Syria. It's like, nah, I'm not going to do that right now. I'm just going to worry about the little stuff. Like somehow, like, you know, when people say you want to get like for a time management, knock out the little stuff first. I think that they make God sound like that. It's like, now I'm gonna knock out these small tasks. I'm gonna pay off these little bills first and then attack the big ones later on. So maybe that's what's going on. Maybe we're just in an era in time where God is just really worried about the little stuff, you know? The tiny stuff. And then eventually he'll get to like world hunger and AIDS and terrorism and racism and rape and molestation. You know, the big debt, the big stuff. That's just my thought. And I'm not saying that's how God is. I'm just saying that's how people make him seem. Like, do you really think he cares about that little stuff, man? I don't think he does. I really don't. I really don't. And then some people were mad at... I just totally went off the rails on that. And then some people got mad because they felt like Megan Good should have stepped up for herself, and they felt like he overreacted. And it's like, look, that's his wife, man. If this woman's right or wrong, even if your wife is right or wrong, if someone attacks your spouse in public on the spot, it's your job, especially as a man. Even if your wife is wrong, it is your job. It is your duty to defend her. He has to. I don't understand why this woman, what did she think was going to happen? She pretty much says, hey, your wife dresses like a whore. Is she going to cover up? And he was going to be like, you know what? You're right. Honey, you do dress like a whore. You need to get your shit together. You need to start dressing like a woman of God now. Thank you, ma'am. I didn't realize that. I hadn't seen any of her Smooth or Maxim or Black Men Magazine photo shoots in the last 15 years. I had no idea that my wife did this before I married her. No clue. He had to defend her. He has to. Now, who's to say when they get home, he's like, hey, man, you can't be putting me in that position. I understand this is a new thing for you, but I'm a pastor. There's a certain way you need to present yourself out in public because people really look at how I live my life and they want to model that. They look at you as an example. That's great. You have a great body. I think it's awesome, but you got to cover it up. Who's to say that wouldn't have happened or it doesn't happen? Who's to say that doesn't happen, man? And it's never anyone's place to speak on somebody else's marriage. You just don't know what's going on. If he's cool with her dressing like that, that's all on him. Now, if that affects his congregation or his preaching schedule or whatever, I don't know exactly what the dude does. But if people are like, hey, you know what? I don't think this guy's a good example of a pastor or a good Christian, and they cancel a booking or they don't want him on a TV show or whatever it is, that's on him. I've seen plenty of people out with their spouses. I'm like, wow, that's a bit much. But I would never say nothing like, hey, man, you're married. Or, hey, you have kids. You shouldn't wear that. It's not my place. It's not my place. Now, did he kind of lash out at that woman? Yeah, he did. But she was a total asshole. I understand he's supposed to be a leader, but leaders make mistakes. As a leader, you have to make a choice. The worst thing you can do is make no choice, make no decision at all. And he chose to be aggressive. Wasn't the best route, but it's like, hey, you back me in the corner. I got to do something, man. But honestly, when it's all said and done, I really don't care what she wears or how he feels about it. I mean, that's his woman. And I know it's just funny how, like, these are the controversies. This is the stuff people care about in some of our Black churches. It's just pathetic. I've seen all these YouTube videos. It's like these old school-ass Black churches are still just, they're just caught up with talking about gay men. And it's just like, come on, man. The Black community is out there hurting right now. And it's definitely not Black men that are doing it. Well, gay Black men that are doing it. I think I said this on the podcast not too long ago. It's not gay thugs in Chicago shooting each other. It's not these gay dudes out getting all these women pregnant, leaving them. It's not the gay men that's not being good examples to their fathers. It's like, why are you focusing on that small percentage? Did you focus on the wrong damn thing? And you're getting nowhere. You're getting absolutely nowhere. I went to an old school black church in Ohio about a year and a half ago, and it's sad to see. Actually, you know what? I can't even. They're in a sad state. I'll say that. But I'm glad to see a lot of black people are leaving those old churches, man. All that fire and brimstone bullshit. I'm glad to see people are getting out of that and trying to move on from all that religified, judgmental stuff, man. It gets you nowhere. Just going there, getting dressed up, all that yelling and screaming in there for 7 hours. And what have you really accomplished? Have you really taught anything or learned anything? Are you going to take that lesson and go out and apply it and try to make the world a better place? Or do you just walk around during the week judging people and doing your dirt behind closed doors? Then you show up with your 9-piece Steve Harvey suit and then go to Red Lobster after that. And you repeat and wash. Wash and repeat. I said it backwards. Sorry, I'm on one today. I really am. What else is going on? I got my show tonight at the Cellar. I'm looking forward to that. I got something that could possibly change my life coming up, man. It's possible. If it all works out, this could be huge. So I won't even, I probably shouldn't even say anything. But I got some stuff in the works. So I'm just really hoping that this goes well and it goes as planned. I really want this to happen. If it does, I'll definitely let everybody know. I had a great weekend Dayton, Ohio. I had a great time with Jeff Dye. That dude was super funny. He gave me a lot of kind words. He really liked my stuff. It was awesome seeing my boy Brant Tobler. Who else I saw? John Craig, Adrian Cosby, Wendy Ferguson, Dan Dean. I did both of their podcasts. Both of those podcasts are on my page right now. I had a lot of fun. Megan Knight is a new GM at the Dayton Funny Bone. She's doing an awesome job over there. It felt good to be back at my old home club. You know, it was kind of awkward at first. Like the acoustics were a little different than Richmond. But once I got back into the groove, man, I had great shows. Thursdays there are usually kind of weird, kind of a low energy, weird crowd. But I didn't panic. I had a bunch of other comic friends come out, and see some shows, did some new stuff. And it was a great weekend. Ended up coming back early due to the weather. But, man, yeah. I kind of miss Dayton. Everything is so close. It's like I want to go here, boom, you're there. I need to do this, boom. It's like with Dayton, man, you can pretty much do everything you need to get done for the weekend, like within a 2-mile radius. And it's just like I'm done in an hour. So now I don't have to spend my Saturday driving around doing all this little dumb stuff. You could just knock it out. That's the one thing I do miss about being in Dayton. So, yeah, I got a show tonight, show Saturday, and my big show with Mark Norman is coming up next Friday, sorry, September 26th, 9 o'clock. Those tickets are still on sale at the southernseaville.com. They're $10. And other news, you know what, I'm going to start doing another segment, a quick little segment called Milestones, and it's going to be about Miles and things that he is going through. So, I'll say my first milestone will be that my son is absolutely obsessed with the alphabet. I love it. He's such a nerd. From the time he wakes up to the time he goes to bed, it's ABCs, letters. I mean, he watches the alphabet song probably 20 times a day. He's always taking his alphabet, his letters all around the house, putting them on the stairs, the refrigerator. I mean, I just love it, man, just the innocence in him, how he's just obsessed with all these different letters. But I know when he's like 15, the only letters he'll be obsessed with are T and A, if you get my drift. So it's just awesome to see my little boy liking to learn. And he's starting to write a little bit. He can write the end. He can spell cat, dog, and he can write his name. And I think that's awesome. So There's a show. That's a show. Sorry if I was a little ranty and angry this week. I just hate super religious people. Don't hate religion. Don't get it twisted. I think it could be a good thing, but it's just something that I'm struggling with right now. But again, there's a show. That's a show. Email is negropleaseradio@gmail.com. Follow me on social media at Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN, on Instagram and Twitter. Again, that's at Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. I'm out. Peace. Thanks.